Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So can you keep composting in New York City, even though the city has greatly reduced its composting pickup program due to the coronavirus budget crisis? The Department of Sanitation stopped all organics pickup back in early May. This has led to more waste being brought to landfills, of course, which are disproportionately near low-income communities. The new city budget, just approved last week, cut $106 million from the Department of Sanitation. And if it weren't for advocates around town, our composting practices would have been even more affected by the new city budget. So what can we do now that the city still can't compost at full capacity? Joining us to discuss this issue is the executive director of the Lower East Side Ecology Center, Christina Datz Romero. Hi, Christina. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian, and thanks for having me.
And listeners, we want to hear from you. Have you been composting during the shutdowns? How's that been going? Have you found other alternatives to composting? Or maybe you have a question for Christina or advice for other composters or would-be composters out there. 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280, as we do a segment specifically on composting, because this may not be the immediate life or death issue that is facing people as some of the other things that we've been talking about lately, but we know people feel strongly about this. People call us about this all the time, and there are longer term environmental concerns to talk about as well. So 646-435-7280. Christina, can you clarify for us first, because I think it's a little confusing. What did happen in the city budget? Was the composting pickup program completely eliminated? Was it a scaled back? Is it a scaled back program now? What's the story?
Yeah, I'd be happy to explain that. So Mayor de Blasio, when the executive budget first came out, proposed a $28 million budget cut that would have eliminated all composting programs here in New York City. So we all know we sadly lost the curbside organics collection program entirely, which gave access to composting to 3.5 million households in New York City. And what was also on the cutting block was the New York City compost program and Crow NYC zero waste programs. And these two programs combined managed 150 food scrap drop-off locations across the five boroughs. They are also comprised of six community-based composting facilities, and we were really staring at getting eliminated, the Ecology Center, of course, being one of those organizations that's part of that, part of the community-based composting. And I think, as you see, people are very passionate about composting. I think when people realize they're they are losing curbside, and also our programs, all food scrap programs, were ordered to be closed down because of stay-at-home orders at the end of March. People really started organizing and advocating to at least get some of the money reinstated, and I would really like to thank the City Council for stepping up and negotiating in this very tough budget climate to have $2.86 million reinstated for composting programs. That is great news. It does not restore everything that our organizations have done in the past, but at least we are still here to offer some programs.
Laura in Riverdale, you're on WNYC. Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thank you very much. I live in Riverdale. I was walking distance from Van Cortlandt Park that had an ecology center. And for about 2 years, I was able to walk my compost and other people's compost into that center. And it was very efficient because the center, the materials, the organic materials were used right there. Then that center was closed. I continued by walking the streets until basically I could find somebody who was willing to bin share. And I was able to continue composting for another year and a half after that. But it's become impossible for me to do that now. And I really think that the model that you had at Van Cortlandt Park, where there are central locations where people can drop off and the organic materials are used right there on the scene, and maybe people can pick up compost or it can be used in a park. That was really efficient and economical, and it worked. And I ask why we can't have that kind of setup at different mm-hmm. locations throughout the city.
Great question. And we should probably clarify for our listeners that our guest, Christina Datz Romero, is executive director of the Lower East Side Ecology Center. That is not part of the city government. That's an advocacy group and hands-on composting and other environmental activities group, the Lower East Side Ecology Center. Was that your program in Van Cortlandt Park in the Bronx?
No, it was not, but it sounds like a wonderful program and actually exactly the kind of program we currently run, for example, in East River Park. So we invite people to come and drop off their organic waste, and then that that material is transformed into a natural fertilizer that's used for street tree care, used for stewardship of public open space like that park, and also given away to community gardens for urban agriculture. So the most environmentally sound thing we can do with organics is to really compost them in right here in the city, and then use that finished product to really make our city greener. That's sort of the power of composting, and I totally agree, we need these programs.
So what's the best thing that people can do on their own if things like that group composting setup in Van Cortlandt Park have been eliminated?
Yeah, well, we there is some money got reinstated in the budget, and so we are hoping to really roll out a program. We are discussing that with the Department of Sanitation that will reach all the five boroughs to really offer opportunities like that to really reinstate local drop-off locations. And I think that is a great answer to it. We have seen a lot of community gardens, for example, also stepping up to the plate and starting to collect food scraps right now from people. Unfortunately, at the time, it's a capacity issue because it's run by volunteers and there's also just limited space. Mm-hmm. We've also heard about buildings hiring a private carter to still continue being able to compost. There are micro haulers out there that would do the same thing of making pickups and then consolidating materials and get them composted. So there is a really vibrant network of people that are really working on that. For example, out in Brooklyn, BK Rot has open hours when people can drop off their compost. And that organization, for example, also generates local jobs through that program, really offering young people in the community to engage in composting and environmental stewardship. And I think that's another great thing about composting. It creates local green jobs.
Susan in Jackson Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Susan.
Oh, hey, Brian. Hello. I love composting, and I used to do it 10 years ago in my apartment with a vermicompost in, but I didn't like the fruit flies, so we started dropping it off at the Green Market in Jackson Heights. Now that's closed, so we started one outside, so we're lucky to have a little patch of outdoor space. And we started a bin around late March, April. We made some holes in like a big in a big plastic bin, and then, you know, followed what the books say, followed what the internet say, like started following a Facebook group about composting. But it was hard because I had to mix it by hand with this giant broom. So then we went ahead and just bought a tumbler online, and now we have a tumbler that we just mix. And again, it's just we have to follow the books. It's two parts two parts brown and one part green. So it has to have the right mixture so that it can still smell like a forest. And so we feel like we're doing our part, and we don't even have to take it to the Green Market anymore, although I do miss that sense of community.
Because if you don't take it to the Green Market, what do you do with it?
Well, we used to keep it in the freezer, and that drove my family crazy. We would keep it in the freezer all week, all the scraps, and then take it on Sundays. But otherwise, we were just going to have to throw it out. So now we just have our own compost bin at home, And it's a lot of stuff. I mean, if you eat fruits and vegetables and eggs, yeah. with, you know, eggshells, right. it builds up. So we were able to actually grab a bunch and put it in our garden around May. So now we're waiting for the next batch.
There you go. So if people have a garden, Christina, obviously that's very helpful. But for so many people who live in apartments and don't want the fruit flies, it's a bigger challenge. The green markets, they're open now, right, under the latest phase.
Yeah.
And do they generally collect composting?
Yes, yeah, so there were many drop-off locations at green markets. We ran one of them since 1993, actually, at Union Square. And we are hoping to come back to the market and collect food scraps again. We are not quite there yet. Like with everything in life, we have everything sort of happens in phases. So we are going to start collecting food scraps again on Monday, July 13th, and we invite people to come down to East River Park to our compost yard there to drop off their food scraps. And then next Sunday, July 19th, we will start collecting food scraps again at our community site on East 7th Street between Avenue B and C. And we are hoping to really work with our partners at Grow NYC to open up the green market drop-offs as soon as possible. But it's, you know, it's a capacity issue, and it's also people lost their jobs. There were over 80 people that worked in this program, and so people have to be rehired or new people have to be trained. So obviously we want to jump in there and be ready for what's coming, because I think a lot of people have stored their organics in their freezers and are waiting for these programs to open up again.
We'll continue in a minute, and we'll finish up with Christina Datz Romero and more of your composting tips and tricks right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC as we talk about composting in the time of COVID-19 with Christina Datz Romero, Executive Director of the Lower East Side Ecology Center, and your calls with the budget cut, though not eliminated, for pickup of composting around New York City. Are there other cities, Christina, across the U.S. or even around the world that have figured out composting during the coronavirus?
Yes, they have, and a lot of cities have also not stopped their organics collection program. I think it is pound foolish, and no, never mind, I don't know how to say that, but I'm mixing it up. Penny wise and pound foolish. We spend $300 million to export our waste, and a third of that waste is can be composted. So the city would save a lot of money if we had a mandatory curbside composting program. And we were really on the way there. Speaker Johnson in March announced that he is supporting mandatory legislation to mandate organics collection. But unfortunately, because of COVID, everything sort of got stopped in the tracks for that. And so long term, we're fighting climate change, and organics in landfills have a disproportionate impact on climate change. It's such a powerful thing that we could do, and we just need to continue. So once the budget is back to some health, I would hope that we will see a program rolled out that gives access to composting services through a mandatory program to all New York City residents.
Geraldine in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Geraldine.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. So I've been composting for about a year and use the Grow NYC at my local farmer's market, which ended, unfortunately. I'm glad to hear it might be starting again. I'm wondering if there's a way to partner with commercial food stores, because I know there's one near me that has a composting bin that gets picked up every night. I do put mine in there sometimes, which I'm probably not supposed to. But I'm wondering if there's some way to pair with commercial food stores to utilize their private services.
Great question. Christina, what about Geraldine's stealth composting at her local food store?
I love it. And, you know, there were some businesses in our neighborhood that actually invited people to come and drop off their food scraps. I think it's really at the discretion of the local businesses, so I would check with them. But yeah, why not approach some of your local businesses to see whether they have this service and whether people could add their food scraps to, because the pickup is already being made, so it's it should be possible.
So are restaurants and some stores, I guess she said stores, she didn't say restaurant. I would think more restaurants mm-hmm. and delis where they're generating food scraps, not just selling food. Are they still having compost picked up?
Some of them do, yes. The commercial haulers have never stopped collecting organics. It is not mandatory for most businesses to do so right now. We have legislation that's phasing that in, but yeah, composting on the commercial level is still happening.
And what's the incentive for them to do it if it's not required and it's an expense for them?
A lot of businesses wanted to do the right thing, and they also see that legislation is moving in that direction, and I think that motivates businesses to get ahead of the curve.
By the way, quick correction on what's coming up on All of It today with Allison Stewart. It's actually author Emily St. John Mandel discussing her novel The Glass Hotel, which was last month's selection for the Get Lit with All of It book club. So that and more on All of It coming up at noon. Sorry about the mistaken promo earlier. And how about Todd in Sunset Park? Todd, we've got 20 seconds for you. Hi.
Hi, I have an unfinished basement. I was wondering if it made sense to put a composting tumbler in the basement.
Why not? Sure.
They don't make too much mess or anything?
Well, it's all about management. Like with anything, you can't just put something there and hope for the best. And I think the first caller actually really explained how she learned about two parts brown material, one part green material. So the browns would be anything from leaves. The green materials are food scraps. So you have to really manage the system, but an outdoor composter could also very well live in a basement.
It's heartening, Christina, to see how many people, and we could have kept going and going and going with more and more callers on our board, have ways that they're finding to compost, even as the city program has been greatly reduced. Callers even just within New York City, and of course it's easier if you live in the suburbs with a house and things like that. So that's great. Christina Dutz Romero, Executive Director of the Lower East Side Ecology Center, thank you so much for your work and for coming on.
Thank you.